Well, an exciting qualifying session. Some surprises. Felipe Massa says he owns the Istanbul circuit. It will, that comment may well backfire tomorrow, but today it holds true. Felipe Massa on the pole, Kimi Raikkonen only fourth, and McLaren in between. BMW not doing perhaps as good as some, you know, thought they would. And Red Bull, yes, two Red Bulls in that top 10. This is F1, this is episode 78. I'm JK, and this is our qualifying review for the Turkish Grand Prix, round 5. Stay tuned. And well, on a sunny weekend here in England, it's not so, well, it's sunny, but it's not so warm over there in Turkey and at Istanbul. And well, that did affect a few people. And well, let's be having a look at that grid in reverse order. We've got who qualified last, supposedly. It wasn't so, because he had a 3-place grid penalty, Didar Fisichella, for passing the red light at the pit lane exit in practice. So Fisichella, 20th. Last, Force India, he was, he didn't do too bad. But interestingly though, one thing I forgot to mention is the qualifying session, the Q, the first one, now eliminates 5 people. So normally you get at least one of the big midfielders ending up going down. And well, you never quite thought that Force India would get out that, Q1. I think they will eventually. I mean, they are improving. And when they have a lucky moment, definitely they've got a chance to. But Fisichella on the back, and Sutil, who would have been last had it not been for Fisichella's penalty. Yes, 19th. Kind of, but are they kind of where you expect for Cindy? Are they going to be the back of the grid, Charlies? I don't think so. Like Super Aguri, I don't think they will be for every Grand Prix. But they definitely have the most to do, I think, coming into a Grand Prix weekend. And well, as I said, Sutil not really shining. You know, putting the world on fire at the moment, down 19th. Bourdais being out qualified by his teammate for the first time, incidentally, in 2 races, in 18th for the Toro Rosso. Once again, they're using the older car for this race. They were meant to use the new car, but they decided almost at the last minute not to. So, you know, anything other than the back 2 rows is a plus, I think, for Toro Rosso. What isn't a plus is 17th, Piquet in the Renault, with Renault looking fairly strong, looking like a solid, both, you know, solid, a top 10 car for the weekend. 17th for Piquet in the Renault is certainly a disappointment, isn't it? And, well, Piquet's stock is just getting lower and lower. He crashed out in Barcelona and didn't do a very good job here. Interesting. Are Renault regretting saying goodbye to Kovalainen? I think they should be. But anyway, there's still over half the season to go. So fingers crossed. Let's hope Piquet sorts his qualifying, sorts his head out, and starts producing the results that many people thought he really would. I mean, this is the man that nearly won the, didn't he nearly win the GP2 championship against Lewis Hamilton? Anyway, 16th, Nakajima in the Williams. They look strong. Ish, but well, Nakajima, yes, he was out qualified by Rosberg and he had a few off moments. He's very much like a Takuma Sato, who isn't here this weekend, along with Anthony Davidson, because of the Super Aguri have gone bye-byes, which is to me very unfortunate to lose a Grand Prix team. But anyway, Nakajima, yeah, he has very good days, and then he has days where he looks like, you know, you got a question whether he really should be in Formula 1 going off the track like that willy-nilly. But anyway, Nakajima 16th in the Williams. He'll be wanting to go back to Barcelona, point-scoring race in the race. 15th, Glock in the Toyota. Funny one, that. He produced a stunning, you know, a stunning up-their-lap in the top 10 in the first qualifying session, even being faster than Trulli. And he looked it was looking good for a top 10. To getting into the top 10 for the last qualifying session, but it all went a bit pear-shaped, did it, for poor old Glock. Yes, once again, not setting the world alight, this new boy, which is a shame. 14th Vettel in the Toro Rosso, I think, out-qualifying his car. And importantly for Vettel, getting the better of his teammate, because it wasn't looking good. He started off the season quite well, and, well, it was sliding away from him somewhat. So he'll be happy, I think, with 14th, definitely. 12th and 13th, the two Hondas of Barrichello and Button. They interviewed Barrichello, and they said, yeah, there's probably, you know, they've gone a bit back since Barcelona. I mean, when you think about it, the teams test so much of Barcelona that they know the setup pretty well, and they come there with, you know, a pretty good idea of where they are. And, well, I think 12th and 13th is probably the best Honda could have done going into this Grand Prix weekend. And I think they'll be reasonably happy. They've got an outside chance of points as well, if something happens. 11th, Rosberg in the Williams. Once again, that Williams not really looking that hooked up around the circuit. So I think for Rosberg, that is the best he probably could have done for the Williams team. And importantly, out qualifying his teammate Nakajima, which is always good. And a decent shot of points, he has. Also a good shot of points. And welcome to the top 10 once again. He did it in Australia, and he's done it again here. 10th, David Coulthard in the Red Bull. He didn't really go for a fast lap in Q3. I think perhaps he was just happy to get through into that top 10 qualifying slot. But perhaps he has more fuel, for example, than his teammate Mark Webber, who out-qualified him by a few places. Come the race, we'll have to wait and see. But a solid chance of points. Also, Nick Heifert in the BMW. Yeah, I said at the beginning of the season that Nick Heifert will be the one to watch in BMW, but that's he's proving me wrong at the moment, with Robert Kubica getting all the plaudits. And BMW looking like they were slightly, ever so slightly, on the back foot compared to McLaren and Ferrari. And Heifert definitely was on the back foot. Not a solid qualifying session for him at all, being 9th. 8th, Jarno Trulli in the Toyota. Yes, kind of where you expect him to be. Down, you know, in the rows normally 4 and 5 is a Toyota of Jarno Trulli, almost guaranteed nowadays. So a solid job and a very good chance for points in the race. Alonso 7th, not repeating his Barcelona performance, but you can't really take that away from him. Renault in the top 10. Shame Piquet's not there, but I think, you know, third row is probably the best that Renault really could have hoped for, and he has got a BMW behind him, which is nice. 6th, Mark Webber in the Red Bull. So a big well done to Mark Webber getting 6th, placing him in a perfect opportunity to get some points. 5th, Robert Kubica in the BMW. I think BMW will be a bit disappointed this weekend after, you know, being 5th and 9th. That's not what they really hope for. They normally mix it up with the McLarens and the Ferrari. So Robert Kubica, yes, he could threaten Ferrari and McLaren in the race quite easily, especially off the start line. It's going to be interesting. 4th, Kimi Raikkonen in the Ferrari. That is definitely not what he asked for. And it was a last lap. You know, he was down in, I believe, in 7th until his last lap. So he was really, really looking to struggle. And perhaps he's going to be somewhat even relieved with 4th. But that's not where Kimi Raikkonen wants to be. But that's exactly where Hamilton wants Kimi Raikkonen to be, because Hamilton is 3rd in the McLaren, amazingly, on his last run using the harder tyres, which are supposedly at least 2 to 3 tenths of a lap slower, and nearly beating Massa's original pole time. He was just 100ths of a second off. So well done, Lewis Hamilton. I thought it was going to be a big, big mistake, and he ended up being 3rd. And, well, Kovalainen just pipping Massa's pole, his first attempt in the pole time. Well done, Kovalainen. But then Massa ended up coming back with a slightly faster lap time, and, well, that gives him pole position. The 3rd pole he's had at Turkey. Will it be the 3rd win? And incidentally, the 3rd win in a row at Turkey for Felipe Massa. He says he owns this circuit. Let's hope, for Massa fans anyway, that he is going to very much prove it. And, well, here's your top 20, because Super Aguri aren't here. Massa in the Ferrari gets pole. 2nd and 3rd, the Kovalainen and the McLaren of Hamilton. 4th, Raikkonen in the Ferrari. 5th, Kubica in the BMW. 6th, well done, Red Bull, Mark Webber. 7th, Alonso in the Renault. 8th, Trulli in the Toyota. 9th, Heidfeld, what are you doing down there in the BMW? 10th, the welcome back of David Coulthard in the other Red Bull. 11th, Rosberg in the Williams. 12th and 13th, the two Hondas of Barrichello and Button. Probably the best they could hope for. 14th, Vettel in the Toro Rosso, out qualifying his teammate. 15th, the Glock in the Toyota. Oh dear. 16th, Nakajima in the Williams. 17th, another oh dear, Piquet in the Renault. 18th, the Toro Rosso de Bordeaux. 19th and 20th, the Force Indias of Sutil and the penalised Fisichella. And welcome to the qualifying quote board. And the first little news story that we're going to look at is Hamilton Rue's wrong tyre choice. Nearly messed that one up. Hamilton said it was a tough qualifying session for me. He said he had a fantastic lap in Q1, and in Q2 he struggled a bit on the option tyre. So he opted for the prime tyre, the harder tyre, in Q3, because I felt it would be more consistent. He said, I did it and I guess I made the wrong decision. And he added, it wasn't too bad. I struggled in the first Q3 lap. It was terrible. And I was in the 29s. The second one for sure was an improvement, but was still not quick enough. Now, the Briton who qualified behind his teammate Kovalainen is nonetheless confident he will be able to fight for victory in tomorrow's race. He said, I think we have got a good package this weekend, and myself and Heikki have shown we are up there with the Ferraris and should be able to push them in the race. Let's hope so. Let's hope for an entertaining race. Massa is delighted with pole, but he expects a tough race. He said, I'm looking forward to try and have the best race possible. For sure, it won't be easy because we know our competitors are strong and quite close. The race tomorrow will not be easy, so let's try and do everything right and put the tyres at the right moment and use the car in the right direction. The Ferrari driver, currently fourth in the driver standing, admitted he enjoys driving at this track. He said, for sure, I think I put together a very good lap. I couldn't put together a good lap in Q2. I was a bit in traffic, but in Q3, I managed to warm up the tyres in the right way, and I even passed Alonso on the out lap to get a good lap. So Massa happy with his very happy with his qualifying time. And Kovalainen welcomes his first front row start. He said, it has been a bit of a roller coaster the last couple of weeks, admitted the Finn, who out-qualified Hamilton for the second time this season. He said, I was lucky to survive Spain with no injuries. The recovery has been fantastic, and I have to say, thanks to the medical people in Spain and Finland. I knew coming here I would pass the medical. I've been happy here with my car and confident all the time. My lap in Q3 was very clean, and it's a pleasure to start on the front row. Kovalainen said he never had any doubts about his fitness following his crash in Barcelona. So there you go, Kovalainen. Will he get a win? Kovalainen is definitely set up for, you know, the possibility of his first ever Formula One win. And, well, you got to say, Red Bull are going to be extremely happy. So, Turkish Grand Prix. It looks like it could be an entertaining race. Let's hope it's a more exciting than Barcelona. And let's hope for a fight right to the finish. This is JK. This is the qualifying review pretty much over. And, well, let's hope for a blistering first corner. And will it rain? There are clouds there. I don't think it's going to rain. But if it does, isn't it going to make things even more exciting? And, yep, unpredictable. Anyway, we'll be seeing you next time for the race review of Istanbul. I'm JK. This is F1 episode 78. Signing out.